Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We have a long list of serious problems that the President and Congress need to address. Pointing fingers and blaming President Bush won't fix anything. If the politicians would spend more time doing their job, less time passing the blame, we might be able to find some answers. The American public is smart enough to know that we got into the mess that we're in today because of many mistakes made by many politicians, members of Congress, and former presidents, both parties. Now, here's how I see the situation. We have an economy in recession with unemployment over 9%. We're providing a big shot of stimulus. Will it help? Well, we all hope so. But at the same time, we have a budget deficit of more than $1 trillion. It's twice as large as any President Bush ever had. And most economists would say deficits of that size are not sustainable. A sidebar problem is that our entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, are all going broke. And that just makes the deficit situation much worse. Now, under these dire conditions, wouldn't it be wise to not dream up some big new spending plans like wild new health care spending? Sure, we do need to control the costs associated with health care, but I don't think most members of Congress are really serious. Since they are beholden to the trial lawyers, they're unwilling to cap health-related lawsuits. How much do you think doctors have to pay for insurance? Well, try $100,000 or try $300,000. Doctors are so afraid of being sued, they order all kinds of extra tests for their patients, running up the costs. We do need to cut the escalating cost of health care, but spending another $1 trillion is going in the wrong direction. Another priority for the Congress and the President is a cap-and-trade bill. Everyone has to acknowledge that it is effectively a big tax increase. A big tax increase will serve as a heavy drag on our weakened economy. I'd like to remind everyone that in the early 80s, we experienced unemployment of 10.8%. The unemployment rate in my home county of Knox County, Illinois, was 15.8%. President Reagan didn't raise taxes. He cut taxes. President Reagan didn't announce big spending entitlement programs. He cut spending. He cut regulations. He expanded trade. Now, for some reason, the Reagan policies worked to lift us out of recession. Now, why do we think that doing the opposite is the best idea today? Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and